Welcome to another episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
And I'm Christina.
Hey, we're kind of missing somebody, aren't we?
I know, it's weird.
Nah, this episode's going to be a little bit different. As you probably noticed, last week we didn't have an episode out. We made the choice to stay dark.
Our moment of silence and respect.
And yes, our friend Joe Murphy passed away on April 1st. And podcasting lost a heck of a guy. But that's why we didn't have an episode last week. And Glenn isn't with us to record right now. He's off doing whatever Glenn does. I think he's a secret agent or something, maybe.
I would not be surprised.
But you will hear from him. But we wanted to do something a little special for Joe.
Right.
And but we didn't want to be a little maudlin about it, maybe.
We want to celebrate his life more than mourn his passing. Yeah.
So we've got a couple of things lined up. It's going to be a little bit of a different episode. We had recorded a special Geek Cuisine several weeks before Joe passed. And we're going to, you know, play it for him. But fortunately, we didn't get a chance to.
Some of his favorite things were consumed in Geek Cuisine.
Yeah. And so we're going to keep it a little up-tempo. We've got a couple of really cool upbeat songs.
Mm-hmm. That were some of his favorites.
Yes. And so we're going to play the songs, and we're going to have that special Geek Cuisine, and that's going to be our episode this time.
And we'll be back to our usual episodes next week.
Exactly. And so we'll be back right after this.
I used to watch Quantum Leap every night with my girlfriend. Al and Sam, they leap through time, and I felt like they were my best friends. Ziggy said there's a 98% chance of a broken heart. Scott Bakula never played Dracula. Lay down the smack, you love. I'm a bad guy. Well, he was honest and sharing and loving and caring. The kind of guy who would always do the right thing. Clever and handsome and so damn sensitive. And I'm not Scott. Tame the fire in that self-empowered Murphy Brown chick. I even watched Lord of Illusions, even though I thought that movie kinda sucked. Ziggy said there's a 98% chance that the ending's sad. Scott's back, you love. Never smoked crack, you love. Played quarterback, you love. Necessary roughness. Well, he was honest and sharing and loving and caring. The kind of guy who would always do the right thing. Clever and handsome and so freaking sensitive. And I'm not Scott. I'm not Scott. Well, would always do the right thing. Clever and handsome and so freaking sensitive. And I'm not, and I'll never be a Scott Bakula. I'll never be a Scott Bakula. I'll never be a Scott Bakula. No one can love you like Scott Bakula can love you. I'll never be Scott Bakula.
I'll never be.
Possesses all the traits that I sorely lack, you
I'll
love.
Never
and sometimes
be.
I just want to punch him in the sack, you love. Cause I'm not Scott.
It is time for the geek quizzes. Bon appétit.
All right, we're back. And
welcome
that
back.
Lovely bumper from Danny means that it is time to get sugared up.
Thank you, Danny, for allowing us to get sugared up once more.
Yeah. We kind of want to do something a little special on this geek cuisine for our friend Joe. Cool guy, and of course, you know, don't have a lot of money, can't do a whole lot of anything real big fancy. But we want to do a special geek cuisine, kind of dedicated to Joe. And a little bit of different. We got a couple of things that, from listening to Winging It and the live feed and all that over the past couple of years, or however long they've been doing the live feed and then listening to the show, got a couple of things that Joe has liked off of there.
There was one episode that I remember them saying, Joe's not here right now. He had a violet crumble and root beer, and now he's in a sugar coma in the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what we have. We have violet crumbles.
Violet crumbles.
And now, when we do something with Geek Cuisine drink-wise, we don't do a whole lot of drinks. We don't half-ass it. We go all out. We have four different kinds of root beer. So we got a little bit, almost a Jones soda kind of tasting thing.
Only
if I thought
root
about
beer.
It, I would have got a Jones soda root beer.
But I looked, I didn't see any.
Yeah, I think they had some at Ear Ecstasy on Barstown Road.
Oh, well, no.
That would have had to go across town.
At the place that we went to, they didn't
no.
have any. I looked.
But that would have been cool to have, because yeah. our pension for Jones. But we have, what do we want to start off with?
Well, as long as we don't, like, substitute a Brussels sprout for the, no, for the root beer.
No, Ashley took all of that crap
okay.
with her. Yeah. There is no more nasty-ass Jones soda.
I think there's some underneath the cupboard. Underneath
we should have gave those damn things.
You know, I found them. I was looking for a roll of paper towels.
Maybe we'll run a contest or something.
There you
send
go.
A Brussels sprout soda to somebody.
Uh-huh.
And before we start, in case anybody doesn't know, on the side of the Violet Crumble package, it says Australia's Crisp Golden Honeycomb in chocolate.
Cool.
And on the other side, it says, it's the way it shatters that matters.
And it did, because I have
so,
it in all crumbled
gotta,
up.
You gotta, yeah, you're kind of supposed to whack these things before you open them up.
Yeah. So. Ow, my ear. If anybody else would like a plate, there's two here.
Okay. I get my violet crumble open here. And
it's so lovely.
What are we going to start off with root beer wise? First thing that we have is Hank's Gourmet Root Beer.
Well, we know that one is good. Let's start with the one we haven't tried yet.
Oh, okay.
I saw
we
that, Glenn.
We have a Stewart's Root Beer, which I really like the Stewart's Orange Cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's always good. So odds are, if I like that, probably like the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Stewart's has a nice line of soda.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. And I have a Thomas Kemper Root Beer. I know I like the Thomas Kemper orange cream.
The orange cream is like the holy grail of orange creams.
Yeah,
it's hard to find.
Hard. No poo-poo.
You should have seen his face when he saw the orange creams at the liquor barn.
Formerly known as the Liquor Outlet.
Yeah, it's
kinkiest
wrong.
Name for a store ever.
Across the street from Cox Smokers.
Yeah.
COX yeah. Smokers.
Yeah.
It's wrong. All
right, so let's go with the Abita, A-B-I-T-A, root beer. Are we getting
Abita
this
root beer?
Are you taking notes, dude?
I've taken a bet. Well, I think we're going to keep the bottles for a little bit.
Alrighty.
So I'll be able to take notes later.
So we'll start off with the Abita or whatever you want to call it, root beer. And actually, ironically enough, I'm using the Winging It bottle opener. Got to be careful because it's like autographed and stuff. Alrighty. We got our little taste tester glasses. I will go around passing around. You guys make some small talk.
I'll be in my bunk.
Enjoying your violet crumble?
Oh, it's lovely. Just a little bit. Thank you. Oh, it smells good.
Danke.
Ow.
Normally, soda and candy don't normally go well together, so we'll see how this...
Says who?
Yeah.
It's a sugar fest.
Don't know what parallel, evil, bizarro world you're from. All right, so here, over the lips, through the gums, watch out stomach, here she comes.
Oh my God.
Not bad. I mean, it's... I'm trying to think what kind of...
Aw, I lose the bet.
What?
I bet that you were going to say it tasted like ass.
No, there is a little bit of an odd taste to it. There's a little bit of an aftertaste I can't really identify. It's almost like a diet kind of flavor to it. So I don't know if it's some kind of sweetener that they
use. What are the ingredients?
It doesn't taste like ass. It tastes like butt.
It's that's probably why it tastes a little bit different, because they're actually using cane sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup or something.
Oh. See, we're so used to the fake sugar that we don't recognize the real
sugar. It says carbonated water, cane sugar, caramel color, root beer flavor, and phosphoric acid.
See, when he
says... Root beer flavor could be just damn near anything.
When he says a bit of, I was waiting for him to say, a bit of ass. I was waiting.
It's not bad. It's definitely not my favorite root beer.
It's nice.
I mean, I like mainstream, like even A&W better.
It's light. It's not like a heavy, syrupy flavor. It's nice and light.
Because that one time when we had the Virgil's root beer, that was nasty.
I liked it.
Oh, that did taste like ass.
Now, see, I argue that I can't get a true flavor from this because I've got chocolate.
Okay, that's fair.
You know?
That's fair.
Well, take a swig of Mountain Dew and that'll swirl out the root beer flavor for you. Because your body is so used to
Mountain Dew.
Dude, that it wouldn't register.
It's like water.
Yeah. So, yeah. So now Glenn is a regular Mountain Dew chaser. All right. I got to actually take a bite of the violet crumble here.
It's
and
I will
do that while I pass out the next flavor of root beer. Flavor of root beer. The next brand of root beer.
I haven't met chocolate I didn't like, obviously.
Anybody want the bottle of a bitter?
Not now. Thank you.
But you're right. It does have a light flavor to it, though.
And like at the end of it, there's some kind of little bit of an aftertaste on the finish of that a bit.
Because it's real sugar.
You go with the Thomas Kemper?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we've got Thomas Kemper root beer here. No, that's the other one. That was the other bottle.
I thought he broke it.
The one went open because there was still a bottle cap inside the opener. Apparently, this first batch of bottle openers from Mike and Evo were notorious for being craptastic. All right. Make some small talk, and I'll pass them out again.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You're busy making small crunchy noises, right? No small talk this time.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know I've had violet crumble before.
Thank you, Green Lantern. Thank you. He's wearing green.
Yeah, I think the violet crumbles were one of our first geek cuisines.
Yeah, it's been a while. I had forgotten the texture of it.
Yeah, like foam insulation?
Yeah.
A little bit. This is... Wow.
The texture of the violet crumbles, like that, that thick foam that you can carve.
Yes.
You know? Only chocolate coated.
Does it expand in your stomach?
God, I hope not. Of course, some of us have plenty of room to expand. All right. What are you oh-my-godding about on the Thomas Kemper?
It's just completely different from the first one.
Well, let me try that.
Like the carbonation or something is different. There's more of a kick to it.
See, I think completely opposite. I think there's less of a kick to it. Maybe if there's less of a finish to it, and I don't notice it as much.
Flavor-wise, I don't see a whole lot of difference, but I don't know if it's the carbonation.
I think it's a little less carbonated.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. There's not a lot of fizz to it or anything.
But it's not bad. I like the Thomas Kemper better than the Abita.
See, I like
Abita, whatever.
I like the Abita better. I think I thought it was a little bit smoother.
But you can't say that five times fast.
I can't because I'm yawning.
I can't say it one time fast.
What do you think, Glenn?
Yeah, so far they both taste like root beer.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, this is fine.
Yep, that's a keeper.
There was that line in the one episode of Stargate. It tastes like... No, that was not the line, dear. It tastes like chicken. Well, is that a bad thing? It's macaroni and cheese.
Did you say Farscape or Stargate?
Stargate.
I thought you said Farscape. I'm getting old, can't hear.
Well, it's hard to hear while you're burping.
Oh. What?
Ben Browder, Claudia Black, same show.
True.
Yeah,
she's got a point there. Fargate.
Fargate. Oh, that's what we watched. Sorry, I didn't mean to interject a TV talk. Dresden Files with Claudia Black.
Yeah, Dresden Files with Claudia Black.
She was adorable with her little American accent.
Which really, her accent kept going in and out.
Not too much, but enough that she was trying. Oh, yeah. Like you could see she was really trying to keep it in. But it was good. She's gorgeous.
Here we go. Let's go with Stuart's root beer.
Stuart.
Not Stuart Duncan, our illustrious logo illustrator.
We love Stuart. We love Stuart.
He doesn't have his own root beer?
He should, darn it. If anybody should.
Really appreciate that sci-fi review he sent us a while back. Yes. Pretty cool. Alrighty. Again, come up with a small talk while I pass it around. I take one down and pass it around.
No, I do believe I've had Stuart's root beer before.
I don't remember ever. I don't know. I know I've had the orange cream before.
It's hard to choose to get the root beer when you have the option of the orange cream.
Or the key lime. I like to try the key lime pie flavor because that sounded really good.
I don't think I've had that. Now see, this has a more of a head to it, like a beer or something, you know.
Tasty noise.
He said head.
Anthony Stewart. Tasty noise. Doctor Who, tasty noise.
Now see, I don't like this one as much as the Thomas Kemper. This one has more of a strong kick at the beginning and then kind of tapers off. Like the Abita, kind of mild at the beginning and then has a little bit of a kick at the end of it.
See, my mom and I used to put root beer in the freezer and then eat it with a spoon. Mm-hmm. And the way the flavor would change after it's been frozen, that's how this tastes to me now. Like, it's got a stronger kind of a syrupiness to it.
Well, this is probably the most, of the four that we've had, the most mass marketed, right? It's probably the biggest, more of a brand one. Really, one to compare. Probably should have got, like, an A&W to compare to everything. Because you cannot beat A&W on tap.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Birch beer at the fair.
I don't even know what the hell birch beer is.
Birch beer, have you ever had?
Don't believe it.
It's in the same family as root beer, but it's got a stronger kind of a flavor.
Hmm.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that. You want that rest of that one, Glenn?
Yeah, if you got some vanilla ice cream I could put in it.
Seriously?
No, sure don't.
That would be good.
We have orange cream...
We got some sherbet and sorbet, but that's about it.
We got some peeps.
we got peeps. You put chocolate peeps in there.
In my root beer? I don't think so.
You got peeps in my root beer?
I wonder what the carbonation would do to the marshmallow.
It'd probably blow up like a...
like Mentos and Coke.
Mentos and Coke.
That was worth trying.
You want the rest of this?
Sure. All right.
Well, scoot up and grab this thing.
You know what? I think I may have to try that tomorrow.
Oh, dear Lord.
I can't write a book about...
if you hear about the Pod Culture Studio blowing up, it's all Christina's fault. I'll tell you, you're cleaning up the mess.
It'll be like the end of Ghostbusters where everything's covered in marshmallow.
Yeah. and root beer foam.
Something I loved as a child. All right, let's go with the Hank's root beer.
Hank's.
Hank.
Uncle Hank.
Hank's gourmet root beer, I might add.
All these people with their single names have their own root beer. There's Hank's and Stewart's.
But you've got your own podcast, damn it.
Yeah.
We're a wide audience. Of three.
Oh, we love them all. They can all come over and hang out.
Alrighty. Hank's Gentleman Gourmet Root Beer. Philadelphia recipe, whatever the hell that means.
Excuse me.
All right. Small talk time, guys. Pass this around.
I'm like busy. The label.
Yeah, the label is kind of cool. It's kind of a metallic looking.
I'm busy burping. I'm sorry. Nice.
Yeah, that's one problem. I
can't do that.
It's kind of...
I wish I could do that.
Burp central here.
Yeah. It's fizzy lifting drinks. Thank you. I'm good. Thank you.
Is that from Willy Wonka?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
I love that movie.
Now, this one has a lot of foam on top.
Ooh, this one's different.
I don't know how he said foam on this one.
Yeah.
This one's different.
All right, let me give it a
can't put my finger on why.
That one's kind of mild. That one's creamy.
Yeah, that's it.
Creamy. Definitely creamy. I got to put that one up there with the Thomas Kemper.
It's good.
I like that.
And they're all good, but...
Yeah, they're all good. I think this one tastes a little close. I would think that this would be the closest to, like, the A&W.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's creamier.
Although I tried the Diet A&W mm-hmm. for the first time the other day, and it's pretty good.
Was that what you passed over to me
yes,
in the car?
For being a diet soda,
yeah,
it was pretty good.
It wasn't that bad. It had a really delayed aftertaste, because it's like 15 seconds in the back of your tongue, you're like,
No, I did not make that face.
I made that face.
You didn't make that face. You said I could choke that down. He's waiting. No,
I could choke that down.
That's what I said.
Not chug.
I said choke.
There's a difference.
I said choke.
Whatever. Email Christina.
Please email me. I like email.
I would say this is my favorite so far.
All
right. Email us your favorite kind of soda.
We can have that too.
Just tell us. I'm like, but I've got my Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I got a Mountain Dew.
That's all I need.
Beer here already, you know?
It'll keep you awake having to pee on the way home.
Oh, jeez.
But
since there's no caffeine in root beer at all.
So Christina liked the Abita best, huh?
Not best, but it's good. I mean, each one's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's weird how the same flavor is different in all of them. I have to do this again with orange cream.
Well, cola's different no matter what kind you get. Pepsi and Coke taste different. You get generic brands that are different.
See, some of the generic brands really taste like ass.
Oh, everything.
Hey, something had... You can get very geek cuisine without saying it.
Very
Glenn's
true.
Either trying to choke back a burp or keep from laughing.
Both. Yeah.
You can't do both at the same
time. Do both at the same time. It was just like, okay.
Yeah, because we chugged about... Probably the equivalent of about 12 ounces of root beer. Just trying to chuck it in the back.
And I've only eaten half my Violet Crumble. I think I'm going to put it in a baggie and keep it for tomorrow.
Yeah, but yeah, Joe, buddy, this one is for you. I'm going to have another swig of this Hank's root beer here.
Chug it, sister.
Chug it?
Okay. No. Oh, God. Everybody close your ears.
What was that surprise look, Brad?
Excuse me. Oh man, that was good.
All right, he chugged it.
I didn't think he'd actually
Christ,
do
my
it.
My throat hurts. All right.
Don't chug it.
Okay.
No, don't do it. I have to sleep with you. Don't do it.
Yeah, clean the sheets anyway. Yeah, but Joe, buddy, that one was for you. So thanks for everything that you had given us. So, all right, let's call it a segment.
It's a segment, Brad.
And we'll be back right after this.
Welcome to my secret lair on Skullcrusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you've met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. Oh, but I get the feeling that you don't like it. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys, you like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony? Making a gift for you. Squad ignites the atmosphere, and all the fools who lead their foolish lives may find it quite explosive. Well, it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you here. No, it isn't easy living here on Skull Crusher Mountain. Maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink and think about me and you.
We're back.
It's us again.
But yeah, that special Geek Cuisine was dedicated to Joe with the root beer and the violet crumbles.
And it was so good.
Yeah, we had fun doing it. And
Sugar Coma in the corner.
It's kind of our way of celebration, I guess. I definitely want to thank our special musical guests for giving us permission to share their music
this
time. We had Sunspot Music with Scott Bakula, Jonathan Colton, of course, the great Jonathan Colton.
The best Jonathan Colton. He's better than great.
Yes, with Skull Crusher Mountain. And I think we're going to close this celebration of Joe off with a song that was written in his honor.
Yes.
Actually, of his. Joe was also known in many circles as Mason Rocket. And
Secret Agent code name.
Exactly. And thanks to the great group, which I've recently discovered, Beatnik Turtle.
Yes, they're awesome.
They did a song in his honor called Mason Rocket. And I think we're going to close out with that.
And I dare you not to have it stuck in your head 2 hours from now.
All right. And we'll be back to our normal show the next week, guys. Thanks for hanging in.
Cheers.
Be seeing ya.
The one who will Hey, everyone. This is Leanne Mabry, host of the Tag in the Scene podcast and one of the sisters of the Farpoint Media family. On Sunday, April 1st, we lost our beloved Joe Murphy to his ongoing battle with leiomyosarcoma carcinoma. So, to try to provide the best way to carry on Joe Murphy's legacy in a positive and productive way, we've made a website in Joe's honor. We hope that it can be used as a central location for Joe's friends to gather together and support each other. This is where you'll also find the PayPal button dedicated to an account for Joe and Joe's family. Your donations will help out with Joe's expenses, and any additional funds available will go to the amazing staff of hospice who have unbelievably difficult jobs and took excellent care of Joe. We also hope to raise enough funds to go towards clinical research to help find a cure and to raise awareness for a type of cancer so few of us knew even existed before Joe. So I ask you to join our army and make people stop and listen. www.joemurphymemorialfund.org. Tell everyone you know. Thank you.